There are growing calls from the Drug Strategy Network of Ontario for municipalities to take action regarding the opioid crisis. Riley Gillespie-Wilson has the details.
The call to action is making waves at both local and national levels. Adrienne Crowder, manager of the Wellington Guelph Drug Strategy, says while many think the issue is a federal problem, municipalities are the ones who experience the damaging effects.
People think of substance policy and drug policy being done federally. They usually think of those as being the big key levels of government to make the big decisions. The challenge is that who actually wears the costs and the harms to individuals and to the community is the municipality.
Crowder points to one of three recently released fact sheets by the Drug Strategy Network of Ontario that aims to get municipalities more involved.
The third one really tries to give municipalities some specific actions that they can take so that they don't have to wait for the provincial or federal governments to make changes. And it lists out a whole bunch of things, some that have been done already in other municipalities and some that are the tools that municipalities have in their hand that they could use.
According to the document, the data suggests advocating for drug and health policy changes by working with municipal counterparts. It also proposes connecting municipalities with local governing bodies to fight the issue within the community. The other fact sheets focus on challenges users face with an unregulated drug market and the costs and harms of the current status quo around the crisis. Crowder hopes the next step is starting the conversation at micro and macro levels by encouraging a mindset shift that focuses on addressing the crisis as manageable. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.